Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Jess Kelly joins us once again for the Tech Takeover. And Jess, you have a really interesting story this week, actually, I think, for lots of Hard Shoulder listeners.
I'm all about saving money at the moment. I have started a little spreadsheet and I'm tracking every cent that I spend and I'm cancelling subscriptions and I'm being the best girl in town. And I think that alongside the talk of a new bill that would see customers being able to cancel their bill plans if the price goes up at any stage during a contract cycle, it got me thinking about how we can save money on our mobile phones and our plans in particular, because I get emails from people all of the time saying I'm paying X, Y, and Z. Is there a better offer? And for the most part, the answer is always yes. If you're still on one of the traditional bill plans, if you haven't moved network, if you're on a legacy plan, I know an awful lot of people who might have been on a company plan years ago. They left the job and they kept the plan going, but they're paying out bananas money. So I wanted to give people a little top tip. It takes a few minutes to do, but it could save you a bucket ton of cash. And that is moving to a digital mobile network.
Okay. So just before we get to that, I mean, I know this is how long is a piece of string, but on average, what should somebody be paying for their monthly mobile bill?
Well, the thing, what we're going to talk about now is, in my opinion, less than 20 quid. Ideally, 15 quid a month. And if you are paying, go on, you look like you have the fear.
I do, because I'm definitely paying a lot more than that.
What are you paying?
Now, you see, maybe like 50, 60. I saw 70 come in there recently. Okay. I have no idea why.
I'm so happy because you are the perfect little guinea pig for me. This is the dream. This is the goal.
Yes, okay. Okay, tell me what I need to do.
Right. So for those who don't know, digital mobile networks are, they're a relatively recent phenomenon in this country, and they're sort of stripped-backed offerings that piggyback on the traditional networks. So the big traditional networks in this country, there's Vodafone, there's Three, and there's Air. So they own like the coverage, essentially, the frequencies. And the digital mobile networks, some of them are affiliated with the legacy networks, others are unaffiliated, but they use the same network. So the key players in this country are Gomo. They were one of the first out of the traps with this type of offering. They use the Air network. This is a product from Air. And they currently have, I was doing a sniff around there before I came into you, they currently have a Black Friday deal where it's $12.99 per month for life. Your price isn't going to go up. If you sign up while this Black Friday deal is in place, you will pay $12.99 a month, every month, for as long as you've got that mobile plan.
Okay, I'm completely sceptical. There's got to be a catch there.
There's no catch. There's no catch. And I'll get you to, I'll talk you through what you need to be wary of in a second, but we'll just run through the other players, right? We've got Clear Mobile that uses the Vodafone network. Again, it's a Vodafone product. They have a Black Friday deal, which is $9.99 per month. And then we've got 48 Mobile, uses a Three network, $12.99 for life. And Virgin Mobile also uses the Three network and it's 15 quid for life, but that is a 12-month contract. So the catches. Essentially, there is no real catch. There is print that you need to read if and when you make the move. What you are losing if you move to one of these plans from your traditional, say, 60 quid a month plan. Firstly, the digital mobile networks don't have physical shops. So you know the way you've got Vodafone shops and Three shops on the high street? You don't have that with digital mobile networks. Everything is done online. You sign up online, you get your bills online, you deal with customer service online. That's Iverhane. Iverdo is that you don't get a phone. So in your plan, perhaps every 2 years, you get a message saying you can upgrade your phone for whatever amount of money. That's not the case here. You're very much just getting your signal. You're getting your calls, your texts and your data. If you want to get a phone, you buy the phone outright. So you swallow one lump sum, but then you are saving money thereafter.
So I think I'm paying the whatever, 50, 60 quid a month because I got a phone included. So that's being charged to me obviously every month as well. You're saying that actually I would have been better off buying the phone myself outright and then taking one of these contracts.
Yeah. So let's do a bit of maths here. I know everyone loves a bit of maths. But if you sign up on the GoMo deal at the moment, you'll pay $12.99 per month. That works out at $155.88 for the year. So that is a significant amount of money. If you're saying, if you're paying 60 quid a month on your traditional plan, you're paying over €720 a year versus $155.88 a year. So you're saving, if you do this, if you leave the studio now, after the show, obviously, but if you move from your plan to the GoMo plan, you will be saving €560 a year.
And €560, I'm not really a techie person, but that would get you a pretty decent phone. I think probably as good as what I'm using.
Yeah, 100%. And also you've got the option to buy a refurbished phone. So you get last year's model for a fraction of the cost. Better for your pocket, better for the environment, and a huge saving. So again, let's just talk that through. It's €155 for a year on GoMo, and that is your calls, your texts, and your data. You also get roaming included in that as well. Now, you do need to just double check. Sometimes they cap it at 60 gigs if you are roaming. That's still more than the average person will use when they're out and about. Also worth noting, your traditional bill will still have caps and all the rest, but just be mindful of that. But you're saving €560 a year by moving from a 60 per month plan to a €13 per month plan, essentially.
And you're saying more than likely I'll get the same amount of calls, texts, unlimited, roaming. Unlimited. It'll be unlimited.
Yeah.
Okay, this is something I have
it's
to look into.
It's a no-brainer.
So the catch then really is for people, I suppose, who like to be able to go into the physical shop, speak to a human face-to-face, should there be a problem with their bill or a problem with the physical mobile phone.
Yeah, now I use GoMo for about 2 years and the only reason I stopped is because I'm on a company plan, but GoMo, the customer service I found great. There was once I had to go on and chat to the chatbot thing and it worked really well. It elevated me to a human being. I got my issue resolved instantly. Beyond that, I didn't have a problem. What I would say is if you're contemplating making the move, go to comreg.ie and put in your air code. And that will tell you, put in your air code and put in the air code of your office. And that will tell you how good the coverage is, where you are and where you work. And I would make the move genuinely, hand on heart. I just think it is a no-brainer. For the sake of, so say for example, you're saving 560 quid a year. If you have to pay for the phone outright, the most it's going to cost you is say 800 quid. But that's it. At the moment, because you're on at say a €60 per month plan, you probably have paid off the cost of your phone, but you're still continuing to pay that premium the entire time. It just doesn't make economic sense. And I think it now is a good time to make this move. It's not going to suit absolutely everybody. Some people who are on business plans, they have to go with whatever the business is on, and that's fine. But if you are spending more than 20 quid a month on your phone, you need to make the move.
All right. This is on top of my to-do list this week, which I'll look at in December, no doubt. Okay. What is your top tech tip this week, Jess?
So this is in keeping with the theme of saving money and being savvy with your money. Make sure you're using your loyalty cards. I have been blown away over the last few days as I've chipped away at my Christmas shopping. The amount of outlets that are giving loyalty members a discounted price. This is something that we've become accustomed to in supermarkets, obviously enough, but it's the same with the majority of the big retailers. If there is some form of loyalty card available, if you've already got one and you haven't used it since last Christmas, download the app, add it to your digital wallet and use it. Build up those points. I go on about it all the time, but Aer Lingus have the Avios program, the loyalty program. Just by doing your shop and tying your Air Club to whether it is your supermarket shop, if you're in Kildare Outlet, a whole host of other outlets, you can build up your points and turn those points into flights. It is just so simple. It doesn't cost you anything, but it does make a difference.
Okay, it sounds like a bit of a no-brainer. And finally, speaking of discounts,
yeah,
we're coming up to Black Friday, Cyber Monday. I see my Instagram is being flooded with subscribe early and we'll give you the early discount code,
yes,
which I probably will do.
Yeah, and that is a great thing to do. Get that discount. But next week, when it's all died down, when you've got your shopping, you've got your bits, sit down and search your inbox for the word unsubscribe. That'll pull up all of these mailing lists and just spend 5 or 10 minutes hitting unsubscribe, getting the junk out of your life. That way you've gotten the value of it, but you're reducing the digital clutter along the way.
So Jess, what I've got from you really is that you've chipped away at your Christmas shopping, you're using discount codes, and you've also got an Excel sheet of your spending. And really, with those three things, I'm going to have to ask you to leave this studio now.
Thank you so much. I'll go.
Thanks, Jess.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.